Hello, Nigeria, my country. This feels so nostalgic. It feels so odd to actually speak in a microphone. Not like I'm not used to it. Like I spoke in a microphone almost all year, but mostly like behind the scenes. But wow, 2023 is coming to an end. And I just in my head, I was just like, I don't think it would be fair to start the year like telling you guys my passion and like what I want to achieve the year and like not ending it. But anyways, this is the SNM podcast, and this is a special episode. Like, wow, special episode. I just wanted to give a rundown of how 2023 went for me, and like just things that I achieved, like the goals that I set, and like just the vibes, to be honest. Kicked off this year with Burna Boy's concert. Of course, it was January 1st, and I really hated going to that concert. I told myself I was not going to go to that concert. I was not going to go to any Burna concert again, because I mean, he came out at 3:23. Now even insulted us on top, and now even assaulted fans. Like Burna Boy might never see me again. I'm so serious. Like after he did that January 1st, I said I'm not going to listen to Burna Boy this year. But I don't know how he still appeared on my top five. He was number five, but I was just like, huh? I feel like I listen to other artists outside of Burna Boy. Like, he doesn't rate his Nigerian fans, so why would I rate him? Then, I had my friend who is now in Canada. She showed me Lagos, literally. Like, because if you know me, you know I'm only outside when it's necessary. Like, if I have a birthday party to be at, or if something is happening, like, of course, then I will now step out. But you know, I had my friend Ginika Emel that just showed me around. She took me to different places, and it was just great vibes, to be honest. I won't even lie, like I had a genuine good time with her in the early days of January. And you guys, on my father's memorial, because my father died January 13, 2015, on my father's memorial, I happened to have a meeting that would then lead into a show called Now Imagine That. I will go into details later, but that meeting was great. Like it was just like me telling like one day is the owner of Mado Africa. I was just trying to tell him like where I see myself and what I want to achieve in the coming years, which was great. And I had a 2-3 drive recording. So the thing with me is I don't usually check comments. Like I learned to never check comments. Like I just like checking comments can be very discouraging because like people are not happy and then they want to influence your thoughts and your happiness with their sadness. So I learned to never check comment. But because my elder brother is a big car enthusiast, and it was great being on 234 Drive because he didn't even know that I knew like the owner of 234 Drive. So when I was there, and then we did the recording, I had my friends Imelda and Puriche come on. It was great. I posted it, and then I asked my elder brother if he had watched it. He was like, "Yeah, he watched it, but I should go and check the comments." That made me go and check the comments. People were like, "Oh, she's this girl. She doesn't really know cars." Blah blah blah. I was just like, "Just have a laugh." So the reason I do what I do is for people to have a genuine laugh. Like Nigeria has already had enough. Like the world's already had enough. People make videos and people just try to keep people entertained, try to make people smile. Like, do not now go on people's comment sessions and like be, you know, saying what you're saying. Then quality content was like the bliss of the year for me. Like I feel like I did a lot of good things on that quality content. The people that I got to interview, I'll get into details later in the podcast. But it was great. Like quality content, we had our first meeting where like Kusi told everybody to come together, try to let us know like what he wants to do for the year. And it was, I can't lie, it was good vibes. It was good vibes. Like everybody just, you know, puts their thoughts, you know, their vision. Everybody just came along. Okay, this is what we want for the year, and this one want to do, this one what we want to achieve for quality content. It was great. It was great. It was great. I can't lie. Then I had to, you guys know Chinasa Anukam. She's the host for Is This It Taking? She asked me to come on set to just see how like she films and everything. But she's my friend, like she's my friend, yes. I've known her since 2020. She was just great vibes. Like I like talking to Chinasa. So I went on set with her, But she had to interview Joe Boy and Jim Iyke that day. It was all great energy, great vibes. I just like being around people that are very ambitious. Like, it's a different vibe when you're around people that kind of have the same mindset as you have. Like, people who want to be better, feel better, just do better as, like, a person. So it was great vibes having to interact with the producers, the editors, the directors. You know, it was just good energy. Then February came with the entire voting thing. Like, first of all, the PVC was very annoying, but I got interviewed by three media outlets. So there was Channels News and I think AIT and something else, maybe Arise TV, I wouldn't know. But after, like, you know how crazy it is that I was out and, like, somebody would want to come and interview me, then a friend would be like, oh, Stephanie, I saw you. I literally just saw you on TV now. Because I remember when I got interviewed, somebody texted me and said, ah, Stephanie, you're live on Channels TV right now. It was great having to speak, being represented. It was just great. It was good vibes, to be honest. Like, coming out and people, like, realizing who I am. And it was just good energy, to be honest. It's just that the sun outside, can't lie. Like, everybody was quite devastated. But I liked the energy that everybody gave this year. Like, people wanted change. And, like, people came out to see that there was change. And I really fucked with that. Then I went to Ibadan for my best friend's mom's birthday. It was great, you know. Like, I feel like I go to Ibadan twice a year. It's very annoying because should go to Ibadan quite often because things are cheaper there and life is quite smooth there. It doesn't smell Lagos things. Like, if you know me, you know I always see Lagos smells. Like, Lagos is a stinker. Ibadan was great. I started a new job at the point. At the time, I was in Ibadan. So it was quite annoying. and the new job, I continued after like 2 months because, like, you know that thing where people want to use you and use your talent and, like, pay you less? Like, I feel like I realized my self-worth in terms of, like, money this year. Yeah, I feel like I realized my self-worth in terms of money this year. And you should realize your self-worth. Like, just what are the things you can do? What are the things that you're good at? When you think about those things, you perfect them. You know? You do what you gotta do to pay them bills, you understand? You know? Yeah, great. But I did the So Nigerian podcast finally, after begging them for 2 years to feature me. I finally went on the So Nigerian podcast. And do you know what's funny about going on So Nigerian podcast? My video did the most numbers on social media. And then, like, Isaac, I don't know if you guys know Midechi, I think that's his, I don't know how to pronounce it. He came and said, ah, Stephanie, you are our whiskey. I just thought, I was like, why? He said, bro, like, we just posted a clip of you on TikTok and he's doing crazy numbers. I just have that effect. Like, if people see my face, they want to, if I open my mouth, people are just, because I make people laugh. I feel like that's why people fuck with me. It's just like the personality is 100. So, you know, you get me. That was great. Doing So Nigerian was great. We spoke about beauty. And I felt very honored that they decided to make me the guest for the conversation beauty. Like, it just shows, it's giving a Bani Darigo. Don't play with my face card. Like, are you whining me? Anyways, it gives a Bani Darigo. Then I had like a shoot with one of my friends who was trying to, not my friend, he's like an acquaintance, we go to the same church. He was trying to, you know, just use my face, my body, just to learn new tricks with the camera. It was really good because, like, when he sent me the picture and I posted it on my Instagram, like, people who hardly comment on my stuff or people who just I hardly see on, like, the internet, even if I'm not on the internet, but you know when you just see some, like, my aunties that are 60 years old were commenting on the picture and I just knew, oh, it was good. Like, and they would like that one because obviously my body was covered. Of course they would like that. Don't play with them. But yeah, that was great. Doing the shoot was great. The pictures came out nice. I got to post it. I got to do the tagging. Like, it was just great vibes. Like, I feel like this year was such great vibes. Do you understand? Like, everything went according to plan. To an extent. Then I had the Now Imagine That chemistry shoot. So Now Imagine That is a show where we discuss hypothetical situations. You know these questions where they're like, oh, what would you do if you had 10 millionaire? You know that kind of question. So it was just like, it was great. I had the chemistry shoot. It was amazing. I feel like I've been using the word great so much. Maybe I should find other lexicon. But you guys understand, like, it was really good getting to do like a chemistry shoot and realizing that, oh, the people that I'm shooting with are funny characters as well. Because it's one thing to be funny in person, it's another thing to be funny on camera. Like, and that's what I ask people, like, you may have a great personality, but like that personality dies down when you're in front of a camera. So it was good that, you know, I had to do a chemistry shoot once and he gelled. Do you understand? Like, we didn't have to switch people. Then Proche's birthday is April 11th. Anyway, she traveled with a couple of people to Benin Republic. It was great. I was supposed to travel as well, but like, you know, when you have to budget the money that you have, you know, like, I didn't travel. It was quite sad. I can't lie, it was really bad for me. I cried. A real nigga shed tears because I didn't get to follow her to travel to Benin Republic. They had quite a good time. She sent me snaps. I wasn't really interested in seeing the snaps because I was sad. But like, when I felt better, I just went back to watch like some of the videos she sent me, because I made sure I was saving everything, but I wasn't engaging or like very interested in like it. I might sound like a bad friend, but I'm not. I don't think I'm a bad friend. I'm not a bad friend. I'm not a bad friend though. But yeah, like, it was good seeing people just enjoy themselves and like be nice. Yeah, it was just good seeing people just enjoy themselves and have a genuine good time outside of, and just go outside and touch grass. Like, go outside and touch grass. Then Davido's concert, you guys. Davido's concert was, I had to hire a security guard. That's how bad. I would never not tell this story. I decided, you know, when I was in my house, yeah, and then Emeka is Kusi, so I'm used to calling him Emeka because that's his government name. Please, fuck Kusi, fuck that name, Kusi. Emeka had told me he was in Davido's concert and I should pull up, and this was 12 a.m. mind you, I pulled up, went there. The crowd, I will never do it again. You see, anything that's in, that's why I didn't even go for the experience. Anything that is in TBS, count me out. I am not going to TBS, even if there's 1 millionaire on the table. I am not going there again. I had to hire a security guard to go to Davido's concert. Who am I that I am going to hire security? Who is Steph Numbachu that I will go and pay for somebody to secure me just to walk through the valley of darkness? Why? Why should I pay money? Because I don't want somebody to steal my phone. Like, should I pay for a man to escort me to Davido's concert? Even when I was coming back out, I had to use Mopo to come back out. Like, a whole, like, you know, the side, like, the police, Mopo, had to follow me back outside and even dropped me at my house. Like, I should be a normal babe, you know. I should be able to walk freely without the fear of somebody pointing a gun at me. Do you understand? Like, at Davido's concerts, error. It was bad. Then quality content came. I feel like I would emphasize on quality content later in the recording, because I kind of wanted to like just point out like the people I got to interview. Like, I cannot even believe it. I really cannot believe that I got to interview like crazy big people who are doing crazy numbers now. And Rema's concert was really good. Rema's concert. And you know what's funny? I never paid for any of this. Davido's concert, 0 naira. Rema's concert, 0. We were even invited to Rema's concert. We didn't pay. I was invited to it. It was great. I got to do an interview with Native Magazine. That was good. Where is it? You know what's funny? I do an interview and I just never see it. It's just my friends that will tag me like, oh, okay, Stephanie, like, where are you people watching this interview? Like, plug me. You understand? Plug me, because I want to be able to watch my interviews as well. But it was great. I got to meet like Ricardo,
Crayon, London, everybody in Maven Records. I swear, I feel like I met everybody in Maven Records. It was great because I was obsessed with like all the other like famous people, which is crazy because 2016 me would have believed. Let me not even lie. I don't want to be like all these people that would be like, oh my god, I never thought I'd be. I knew I was going to be here, but you know, it was still very crazy to me to see myself in a place where I didn't think would come so soon. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's still all crazy that I'm chilling and hanging out with actual celebrities. Like, don't play with me. Don't play with me. Then I did film for a while. So I have a friend who is Imo. He's a Imo Umoren. He's a director. He called me to come on set to just do like a Waka pass, because I actually acted. So it wasn't Waka pass. I proper acted. It was great. It was just like the experience was very annoying. Like, because going back home was the experience. I liked being on set, but like after set, the wrap up was I don't even recommend it to like my worst enemy. Then we did Hilda Bachi. Like, people will say Hilda Bachi. That was great. Hilda's thing was really great. I really enjoyed it. Her food was amazing. I feel like whenever I step out, I always stand out. Like, I cannot help but stand out. You guys understand what I'm saying? Like, I literally cannot help but be noticed when I go somewhere. So I did Hilda Bachi. I don't know why I keep saying her Bachi. Oh my god. So we went to Hilda's thing, and then I was dancing, and somebody recorded me and posted it. Like, that is wild. Like, it can't like be placed and like not be seen. I feel like I realized it later in the year. Now I always want to step out with shades and like just covering my face. Like, I don't want anybody to know I'm at a particular place, because I would always stand out. Like, and I don't do too much. I just get noticed. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy to me. It's crazy that I'm famous. It's crazy. It's crazy to me. Then there was Naomi's birthday. Naomi's birthday was all right. It was very good. I don't think I was happy that day, because somebody had pissed me off. So I wasn't exactly happy that day. But I tried to max it and like just be great, be myself, and just have genuine family, like genuine friends. And that was nice. Then what else happened? Then we did Imelda's birthday. Imelda's birthday was like a festival. Imelda's birthday was the best birthday I attended this year. And no shade to any other person's birthday, but her birthday was a festival. Like, Imelda does not play. Like, she does, like, we did, there was an event, there was a back-to-back event, and we went from Thursday to Sunday. Like, it was, Imelda does not play. Like, I see that girl. She knows how to spend money. Like, she knows how to have a good time. That was great as well. We did, so there was dinner, there was like a picnic fest, there was swimming, there was food, there was just games night, there was just different events. And like, if I want to do a birthday, I'm a very genuine person. Like, I don't like to do club or restaurants. I like to have like my friends gather around and we just share experiences, just have a laugh, just be genuine. Do you understand? So her birthday was a banger. Then we had Tacha's opening. Tata's opening was so funny to me. Like, I cannot really say why it was funny to me, because I met somebody that I wasn't friends with. We are friends. We're friends right now. I don't know if we're friends right now, but like, when I met him at Tacha's thing, I ignored him, and he didn't think I would ignore him because he's a celebrity. But I was like, fuck you, nigga. But it was great. Met Tacha, had a conversation with her. She's such a lovely person. Met Black Bones too. During Thatcher's thing, met a lot of people. Like, I had conversations with a lot of people. Like, you guys, 2023 was crazy. Like, the people that I met and the people that the people that I met in 2023 is giving Stephanie, you're a celebrity. Not, you understand, but like, the people that I interacted with this year, like the learning and unlearning that I had to do, the knowledge acquired, just the experience. Like, I can't wrap my head around, like, 2023. It was so great, but yet, at a point, it was really bad, you know, like, but I'll get there later in the podcast. Then I had Stella's birthday. Stella's birthday was Stella's birthday was great. We were all black. We went to this Indian restaurant that is now very popular. I didn't even know it was that popular, to be honest, because I had never heard of it. Their food was 100 over 10. I'm not even playing. Like, I would go there again. It was great. Then we did the club. Like, every time I went to the... Every time I've ever been to the club is because somebody was doing their birthday and they needed us to be at the club. Because if you leave me, I don't think I would ever go to the club. If you actually leave me... I'm not a club person, like, and if you don't know I'm not a club person, you're really not my friend. That's why I don't get invites to the club, because I'm not a club person. Now imagine that recording. We did a back-to-back recording. It was so great. I went viral. My mom had to call me, like, Norma, what have you done again? Like, I went viral in, like, was it June, July? I'm not sure, but it wasn't a bad look. It was just like, you know how things are taken out of context and like people are judging you in the comment section. And like, I got a lot of people started body shaming me. People started just being crazy. It was crazy. And I got to see like 2-3 comments, because I'm not a comment person. I don't read comments. But my mom read some of the comments and she said people are finishing me. And it's crazy that things were taken out of context. She was just like, don't mind them, Jare. Do you? And I like that my mom was a great support system. My mom is a great support system, even if she's very annoying sometimes, but she's still a great support system. I enjoy like having conversations with my mom. And next time I want to go viral, at least like make me look good. Like, these blogs are very annoying. Like, they'll just post you and say rubbish. They will not I beg. I can't help it. I can't help but go viral. I'm sorry. Like, what do you want me to... Like, I have star power. Like, what do you want me to do about it? Did you get? Then I had to be a plus one for a wedding. Like, not a wedding. Like, a proposal. Imelda took me places this 2023 was good. I will not even lie to you guys. My friend Imelda took me to her cousin's proposal. Yeah, we had great food, and I got to see, like, people that I had met before, like, people that I met during, like, a shoot. Somebody had collected my number from Jola and just wanted me to, he texted me. It was crazy, because I was just like, first of all, how do you know me? He knows me now, that I'm good vibes and everything. And then he just, you know, like, I don't want to say too much, because I said something before, but I had to cut it out, but... anyways, moving on, because the experience was okay. It was just like I found out something odd, and I didn't exactly like it, but you know, good energy, good vibes, like kept in contact with bro, like running down 2023. I know I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, like the people that I interacted with this year. Anyways, I've not even gotten to the best person I've interacted with this year. I interacted with that person in December. I've not gotten there. I'm literally still in July. Gotten to December. Then we had Victonis listening. Victonis listening was so great. He played us 6 songs, but he released 2. To meet DJ 6-7, the tallest DJ in Nigeria, I guess. Got to meet him. He even followed me. Like, I was just like, first of all, how did you find my social media? He followed me, Sha. It was great. Good energy. Hey, Stephanie. Bro, like, 2020 me would believe this, but it's just like, wow, Stephanie, you're actually getting there. Like, I was having a conversation with somebody who wants to start, like, a YouTube channel. And then she was like, Stephanie, like, you may think you did not do anything this year, but I promise you, you did something this year. Like, you probably don't see it, but us who watch your stuff know that this year was great for you and you did stuff. And I feel like I'm going to start going with that energy. Like, I'm not going to make anything make me feel like I didn't pull weight this year. Because, babe, I did pull weight. Like, I did do stuff. Like, the record shows, like, there's evidence. Evidence is a lot. The evidence is plenty. So don't play with me. It was great. Then I had to go to Jonesy World. Jonesy World called us in. We went there. We listened to... So before Godzilla came out, I knew Godzilla was going to come out. I listened to his entire EP. It was great. I even probably listening like later in the year for it. Got to meet Omoba, had a conversation with Omoba. It was great energy. Like went to their live studio where we just got to see like things, how things run in Jonesing World. I got to do something for Jonesing World later in the year, which was crazy. I got to unleash Godzilla, but I haven't gotten there yet. Then I went for the Trend Up Awards. People loved my dress. Like, don't even play. Like, my dress was one of the best. Shout out to Imelda. People just loved my dress. Like, I got a lot of compliments. I got to do a lot of interviews, and people were just complimenting me, like, oh, Stephanie, don't play, your outfit slaps, blah, 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 blah. It was great. Don't play with me. Then, banga. When did Big Brother start? I think Big Brother started July 23. Now, so Ebuka has a show on Channels TV called Robbing Minds, but Ebuka couldn't be there on the Sunday of the launching of Big Brother because he had to be in Ilupeju. Crazy. Guess who had to fill in? Just guess, guys. Like, Stephanie had to do the filling in. Like, wow. I got a message from somebody and I was just like, so how did you take my number? This was like, I am so person from Ebuka's channel TV, Robbing Minds. We would like you to be a guest on the show as Ebuka is going to do something for Big Brother. And in my head, I was just like, first of all, wow. Like, of all people, you thought Stephanie Mbachi is the best person. Wow. Like, don't play with my grace. I think I should even make a TikTok. I will, like, when I'm settled, I will make a TikTok of how my country feels. Like, don't even, like, huh? I did things this year. Like, don't even play with me. I did things this year. Then, I did, like, a gig for the BB Ninja All-Stars like commentary for Mado Africa. That was okay. So I was going in every week to do like a summary of how like the show went. That was great. Then my birthday, August 20, friend took me out. We had lunch. I will go to that place again because their food, oh fucking hell, the orgasm that I had, don't even play. I'll go to that place again. It was great. My outfit was nice. Really nice pictures posted. You know, I'm not a celebrant. I don't celebrate stuff because I feel like it's a lot of pressure. But yeah, my birthday was okay. Then I had beach day with Emeka. Emeka took me out to the beach with his friend, with his girlfriend. Why did I just say friend? He was like, this is your birthday gift. So it was okay. Like, it was perfect. Like, don't even play. It was perfect. And I had to be at Ashlock's Olympiad this year. Ashlock's invited me. I started a great relationship with Ashlock's. Can't even lie. Ashlock's invited me to their Olympiad event. Got there. I went there late. I need to understand the concept of time. Like, I keep going to places late. I need to understand the concept of time because, like, I need to stop playing, to be honest. If I'm being honest, I need to stop playing. Then I got to be at Biafra Bifita's London All Pink. I wore pink. I looked nice. I looked girly. people liked what I wore, but I didn't exactly really like. I don't think I liked what I wore, can't lie. But people liked what I wore, complimented me, took great pictures. I don't think I posted pictures on my Instagram. I need to take pictures, man. I need to post more. You know what, I need to do a TikTok of how my 2023 went. I really need to do it of how my 2023 went. Like, I had a great year. Don't even play. Then I had Emeka's birthday. Emeka had dinner. I ate really, really great food, really nice food. I ate well. Like, I ate a lot. It was plenty. I had dinner at Marriott Hotel. Exquisite, very classy, not too much, but great. I had dinner. It was okay. Then the saddest one ever. I lost my favorite person in the family. Like, I don't want to get deep into it. Like, I was shut out for 2 months. It was bad. it was bad. Like, losing him was bad. I don't even want to get into it. I feel like I'll do like a special episode about grieving, because like, I mean, like, I lost my father, I lost my best friend, I lost my cousin. Like, if you are looking for tips on how to get over people that have died, come to me. I know what to say. I know how to give it. I know the tips to give you. I met, and he died the day I was with Venita, because Venita had come out of the house, and I had to host her first live, her first Instagram live, with her fans. I did the hosting and found out that my cousin Tochukwu died that day. Crazy. So I didn't even get to celebrate, and like, it was like, I don't recommend. Then I had to run away to Ibadan because I wasn't in the mood. I ran away from my screen time reduced. Like, when I say my screen time reduced, it reduced, like, because I was away. I ran away from my phone. I didn't want to have any, like, I didn't want to be in contact to anybody. So I ran away. Then I came out again because my friend Emeka was such a big part of my 2023. Thank you to him. He took me to the club, the Lagos club, the Ikeja Lagos club, not the one in Ikoyi. I think this one is in Ikeja or Surulere, I'm not sure. He took me to it. We had a great time, had great food, played, had a great time, had a very lovely time. Then I went to a Lions Club event. It's the biggest club in the world. I'm a member now. I got my certificate, got my badge, got everything. Like, I'm trying to soar higher in 2024. I just want to be in rooms where, like, opportunities will come, and I'll just be better, like, better myself. Do you understand? Like, I need the results to keep showing, because, like, I put in work this year, and I saw results, and I survived this year. Then my Spotify Wrapped is basically Drake. Spotify Wrapped is basically Drake, Beyonce, Davido, Rema, and Burna Boy. Like, that's the summary of, like, the music I listened to this year, which is great, because I expected Cat Bones. I expect Cat Bones to be on my Spotify. I listened to Cat Bones a lot. I don't know why she was not there. I'm pissed. I'm not happy that Cat Bones did not make my Spotify Wrapped. Very annoying, because I listened to her EP. I listened to her songs, her singles. Like, I've listened to every single thing Cat Bones has featured in more than 10 times. At least every single one. I've listened to every single song of hers. Features or singles, so more than 10 times. So how did she not make my Spotify Wrapped? Annoying, right? Then I went to my cousin's church Thanksgiving. People were just looking at me like, who is this one? Like, who is this one? Like, I went there. And what was funny about me being there was, like, people knew who I was. Like, I had two girls come to me like, oh, Stephanie Bachi. And I was just like, first of all, how do you people know me? They're like, they know me now. And I was just like, oh, God, when would this fame? Like, when would I stop being famous? I'm very silly, you guys. So many. Then I did Jonesing filming. Like I said before, like, I had to do like a vox pop for Jonesing World for Godzilla. It was great. It was nice doing that. It was nice parading the streets of Lagos, just talking to random strangers. It was very great doing that. Then I fell ill. That sickness held me by the throat. I fell sick. I was down for like 4 days. Like, the doctor was even scared. Like, doctors and the nurses in the hospital were scared for me. That's how bad it was. So I'm not going to go into details. But it was very bad. And I'm asthmatic. When I'm sick, my asthma doubles. So don't let me do the math for you guys. Do the math by yourself and see how bad it was. Then I did Ashok and Fela Kuti. Ashok just even texted me and asked me to send my address and my phone number so that they'll send down like some 2024 collaboration with Fela Kuti's legacy. Crazy. I can't wait to see what they send me. And then the biggest of all, you guys, I hung out with Peter Obi. As in Peter Obi. God. This year, if I'm going to sum up this year, I'm just going to say this year gave results. Like, Ah, God, this year was crazy. Like, I should do a TikTok. I really should do a TikTok and post. I'll probably post January 1st. I should do a TikTok and post and be like, bro, this year was, he gave like, don't play. Like, this year gave like mad. I recommend it. It's just like October or November was bad for me because I was mourning and it was so sad, but it gave. And bro, you guys, I hosted Niger PR's first space, but like I did the spacing with Huda Bank. Now tell me how amazing that was. My pay I got was crazy. Like, the money I got from that gig was nice. But the people, yes, I said I was going to give you like a rundown of the people that I got to interview this year. Let me open my phone. So I did Odumodu Black, Tempo the producer, London the producer, Rema's producer, Mizu is now my friend. Don't even play. Like, I decided to enter either his clique. I interviewed Tariq, Smada, Charlie Poppy, Fuse, The Wicked, where did I just say Fuse, The Wicked producer, Fuse, the producer, LAX, Bloody Civilian. I love that girl. Like, I love Bloody Civilian. I'm her biggest fan. She's my friend. She followed me on Twitter. So I'm not anybody's mate. Boy Miles, Lyric, as in Lyric, Burna Boy's producer. Yes, I interviewed him. Nisi, Burna Boy's sister. Yes, I interviewed her. Crayon, Azanti, Wani Wonder, Peruzzi. Like, huh? This year, I should make it. Or how would I squeeze this year into a 60-minute video? We'll find out. But thank you guys so much for listening up until this point. I just wanted to say a big thank you to everybody because you guys are a part of like my life. And like I say, like my podcast is a library and like my diary. So like when I become a very big person in life, who will go back to like things like my podcast and shows that I've been on to understand or study my life. Do you understand? Like when I've decided to stop doing interviews like Beyonce, people will now come and say, ah, God, what did Stephanie do while she was younger? Like people will just have access to all the things, all the great things I've done so that it doesn't seem like I just came out of nowhere. Like I know I joke a lot and say nepotism a lot, but like, I've worked hard. Like, I worked hard this year. Like, don't even play with me. Like, don't even play with me. But I just want to say a big thank you to you if you're listening and if you're supporting me. And I'm just shy. You guys, I went out with my brother to a concert. And some of his friends came to introduce themselves to me. They're like, hi, I'm Chimonumbachu's friend, like I know you. And I was just like, hey God, like, huh, have I reached this level? have I reached this level of fame? It's crazy. Yes, I'm just joking you guys. But yeah, I 2024 will go crazy. Like if you think I did stuff this year, 2024, don't even play with me. Like, my face will be everywhere. Like, I'm not here to mingle more with you guys. Like, I'm on a serious hustling level. Like, huh? No grill for anybody this year. Don't agree. But yeah, that's about it. So happy new year, guys. See you in 2024.